This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
The author of the best-selling true crime novel of all time, Helter Skelter, which chronicled his behind-the-scenes work as the lead prosecutor against serial killer Charles Manson, Vincent Bugliosi, joins me on the long line. I guess it's a short line because you are here in Charlottesville.
Yes, sir. I'm speaking tonight at the county office building. I don't know the street it's located on, but it's the county office building at 7 o'clock on the subject matter of my new book, The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder.
Absolutely. 7 p.m. tonight, the Albemarle County office building downtown on McIntyre Road, and we want to urge folks to come out and meet you in person and hear you discuss, I was going to say this contentious subject, but you tell me, what's been the reaction to the book across America?
Well, people who haven't read the book, the general consensus is that this is an impossibility. It can't be done. I've had people call me on radio shows, and they say, Mr. Bugliosi, I've read all your books. I respect you, but have you lost your marbles? This is crazy. How can you prosecute the President of the United States for murder? My first question of them is, have you read the book? And 100 out of 100 times, the answer is no. But try to find someone who has read the book that thinks there's anything unusual at all about it. It's a very solid book. In fact, it's identical to every other true crime book I've ever written. I've had three that got up to number one on the New York Times hardcover bestseller list. No other American author has had more than one. I write books, Coy, about the crimes of the 20th century, the Manson case, the Simpson case, the Kennedy assassination, and this case is no different. This book is no different than any other book I've ever written. It's the only type of book I can write. I present the evidence and the applicable law, and I reach a conclusion. And in this book, The Prosecution of Bush for Murder, I present evidence which proves beyond all reasonable doubt that George Bush took this nation to war on a lie, under false pretenses, and therefore, under the law, he's guilty of murder for the deaths of over 4,000 young American soldiers who have died so far in Iraq fighting his war. Not your war, Coy, or my war, or America's war, but George Bush's own personal war. And let's not forget the over 100,000, and that's a very, very conservative estimate, the over 100,000 innocent Iraqi men, women, children, and babies who have died horrible, violent deaths because of George Bush's war. But I was unable to establish jurisdiction here in America to prosecute him for the murder of the Iraqi civilians, but I was able to establish jurisdiction to go after him and prosecute him in an American court of law for the deaths of the over 4,000 American soldiers. So it's a very serious thing. This is not theoretical. I don't know, Coy, are you aware of Charlotte Dennett up in Vermont? Are you aware of that?
No.
Okay, well, on September 18th, Charlotte Dennett, she's a very viable candidate for Attorney General up in Vermont, announced in Burlington at a press conference with me that if she became the next Attorney General of the state of Vermont, she was going to have her office seek a murder indictment against George Bush and appoint me special prosecutor. So it's as simple as this. If Charlotte Dennett wins on November 4th, at some point thereafter, I will be taking the case to a special grand jury in Vermont, and I'm extremely confident, 95 to 99% confident, that I will get an indictment for murder against Bush, Cheney, Rice, and maybe several other people. And I would ask your audience, if they're truly interested in making sure that Bush does not get away with his monumental crime, that they use the Internet. I don't have a computer myself, but there's her... her website address is Charlotte Dennett, that's D as in David, E-N-N-E-T-T, charlottedennettforattorneygeneral.com. Obviously, among other things, she needs money. It's a campaign, but this is a very, very serious thing here. And the interesting thing is that the mainstream in America, which you probably know, Coy, blacked out the book, but it still became a New York Times bestseller because of folks like you and the tremendous word of mouth on this book. But the mainstream has blacked this book out, and yet European television and the media, they're very, very interested. I live in L.A., and ARD, that's German National Television, the equivalent of the British Broadcasting Company, they came to my home about a week and a half or two ago and interviewed me on the Charlotte Dennett thing and then flew back east to interview her. Russian TV, about a week ago, Moscow station, it was called Russia Today, interviewed me on many matters on the prosecution, including the Charlotte Dennett matter. Der Spiegel, I don't know if you know that. It's the biggest magazine in Europe.
Yeah.
They're flying to Berlin to interview me this coming week because I'm going to be going up there campaigning with her. So here we have Europe being very cognizant of the extreme importance of this election for Attorney General on November 4th, and yet the mainstream media in America continues to blackball, or whatever you want to call it, black out this book. But it's a very, very serious thing. I told Congress when I testified before the House Judiciary Committee on July 25th, I said, listen, at this stage of my career, I don't have time for fanciful reveries. I never in a million years would propose a murder prosecution against George Bush if I weren't very confident that there was enough evidence to convict him and I was standing on very firm legal ground. I've successfully prosecuted 21 consecutive murder cases, and I'm confident that if this case goes to court, I'm going to get a conviction.
We're talking with best-selling author, multiple best-selling author, Vincent Bugliosi. He's in Charlottesville, folks, and he'll be at the Albemarle County office building tonight speaking in person here in Charlottesville at 7 p.m., just over an hour from now. You can go out and talk with him and meet him. The book is The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder. The website is prosecutionofbush.com. Let me ask you this, Vincent.
Yeah.
Somebody listening thinking, you know, this guy's nuts. Our president was just protecting us. He was just fighting Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. Well, if that's all he was doing, then, of course, I would not win. But I would never bring a case if that's all he was doing. The main legal issue at this trial, and there are many sophisticated legal complexities in this case, all of which I discuss in depth in the book, but the main legal issue by far at the trial is going to be, if it goes to trial, whether or not George Bush took this nation to war in Iraq in self-defense, his so-called preemptive strike. Hussein was an imminent threat to the security of this country because he had weapons of mass destruction, supposedly.
We don't want the smoking gun to be a mushroom cloud.
Yeah, so Bush struck first in self-defense. And if the evidence at the trial established self-defense, then all of the killings of American soldiers in Iraq would be legally justifiable. However, if I, as the prosecutor or any other prosecutor, prove that George Bush did not take this nation to war in self-defense but under false pretenses, then all of the killings of American soldiers in Iraq would become unlawful killings and therefore murder. I don't know if we have time to get into some of the evidence, but when you're talking about going to Iraq to fight Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda was not in Iraq at the time Bush invaded Iraq. I think you're aware of that.
Yes.
Al-Qaeda was in Afghanistan. Bin Laden was trapped in the southeastern area of Afghanistan, Tora Bora. And you know how many American soldiers Bush sent up there to get him in Tora Bora? Do you have any idea?
Zero.
The answer was zero. He bombed Tora Bora, had 50 special advisors there coordinating the bombing. But we relied on Afghan warlords to go after bin Laden. Bin Laden's the guy that's responsible for 3,000 American murders on 9/11. Bush sends no soldiers up there to get him, but yet he sends 150,000 American soldiers, puts them in harm's way, to go after a guy, Hussein, who had as much to do with 9/11, Coy, as you, I, or an aunt of mine who lives up in Minnesota. But the issue here is, did he or did he not take this nation to war in self-defense? And I've got all types of evidence in my book. I'll be talking about it tonight. I presented much of it to a Congress on July 25th, that he took this nation to war on a lie, under false pretenses.
Vincent Bugliosi is the author of The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder. The website is prosecutionofbush.com, and he'll be speaking tonight at the Albemarle County office building at 7 p.m. And we want to urge folks to hear your argument, and that's truly what I try to do on this program, is just to try to hear folks, anybody who wants to come to the table with a side of an issue, and this is a particular side that we're not really hearing much of. A lot of people gripe about Bush, but to have somebody of your stature stand up and say, we have had crimes committed by this administration, and I can prove it, I think is worth hearing, at least hearing the argument. What is the key? And you've talked about this a little bit, but what is the key then? I mean, for somebody who might look at you in dismay and say, "Well, what proof do you have? What's the key to your argument?"
As I say, my book is full of evidence against Bush. I'll just give you one piece of evidence. I don't know how much time we have. I have documentary evidence, and by the way, what I'm about to tell you, to my knowledge, has never appeared in any major newspaper or magazine in America. Why? I don't know. Just probably pure incompetence. I have documentary evidence that when George Bush told the nation on the evening of October 7th, 2002, from Cincinnati, Ohio, that Hussein was an imminent threat to security of this country. He was telling millions of unsuspecting Americans the exact opposite of what his own CIA had told him just 6 days earlier in a classified top-secret document of October the 1st, that Hussein was not an imminent threat to the security of this country, that he'd only be a threat if he feared an imminent attack on him by us. In other words, he'd only be a threat if he was forced to fight in self-defense. Now, we found out subsequently that he wouldn't have been a threat under any circumstances because he had no weapons of mass destruction. They were destroyed back in 1991 at the end of the Persian Gulf War. But it gets even worse. October 4th, 3 days later, Bush and his people put out an unclassified summary version of the October 1st classified report so they could give it to Congress and the American people. And this unclassified version, Coy, came to be known as the White Paper. And in this White Paper, the conclusion of U.S. intelligence that Hussein was not an imminent threat to the security of this country was completely deleted. Every single one of those all-important words was taken out, so Congress and the American people never saw any of this. And as I told Congress on July the 25th, since we're talking here about a matter of war and peace, and with the safety and lives of millions of human beings at that time hanging in the balance, and with Congress about to vote in just 1 week, October 11th, whether or not to authorize Bush to go to war, what could possibly be worse, and I repeat, what could possibly be worse and more criminal than the Bush administration keeping this all-important conclusion from Congress and the American people? By the way, a very conservative Republican congressman from the South heard my book on tape, called me at my home on June 16th. By the way, he voted for the war, very staunch supporter of the war. And he said, "Mr. Bugliosi, I'm convinced after hearing your book on tape that George Bush misled Congress into war. I've been passing out copies of your book to members of Congress, telling them to read the book. We've been lied to. This congressman is coming up for re-election, but he told me that come the election, November 4th, he's going to go public with me, very conservative Republican congressman. He said, I want to be by your side if and when George Bush is convicted of first-degree murder." Now, there's much, much more evidence showing that Bush took this nation to war on a lie under false pretenses. We cannot have an American president taking this nation to war on a lie with hundreds of thousands of people in their graves and just looking the other way. I've had some radio hosts say, "Mr. Bugliosi, we just want to get rid of this guy. We don't want to see him on TV anymore." And I say, "Wait a while. What about this notion of justice? If he's guilty of murder, he's got to pay, particularly if we're concerned not just about justice, but future presidents. If we want to deter future presidents from taking the nation to war in the future under false pretenses, that deterrence will increase tremendously if they know that George Bush ended up in an American courtroom prosecuted for first-degree murder." Now, if Charlotte Dennett does not win on November the 4th, and I'm going to be flying up there in a couple days to help her out, I'm not going to stop, okay? This may sound, arrogant on my part, whatever the word is, but I can tell you this, and I may not succeed, but I'm not going to be satisfied, Coy, until I see George Bush in an American courtroom being prosecuted for first-degree murder. And if he's convicted, it'll be up to the jury to decide the appropriate punishment, one of their options being the imposition of the death penalty. We cannot let George Bush get by with murder.
Best-selling author Vincent Bugliosi, his book is The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder. You can learn a whole lot at this website, prosecutionofbush.com. You can learn even more tonight at 7 o'clock at the Albemarle County Office Building, where Vincent will be speaking live tonight in person here in Charlottesville, just over an hour from now at the County Office Building. Vincent, always great to talk to you. I appreciate you joining
us. Great talking to you, Coy. Thank you so very much, sir.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.